AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Darren Wint is in police custody in Washington, D.C. DNA evidence identified him as a suspect in the murders of four people in a mansion in the city. U.S. Marshal Chief Inspector Robert Fernandez says Wint's vehicle was spotted late last night.
We were able to get to a location where we could safely take him down with the assistance of PG County Police helicopter. We were able to pin both vehicles and we arrested him.
Police have in detail why Wint would want to kill Sava Savopoulos, his wife, their 10-year-old son, and their housekeeper. But he did work as a welder for one of Savopoulos' companies. Congress has the week off next week, but members of the Senate can't think that far ahead. There are some issues that still need to be worked out. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports there is the finalizing of a bill President Obama wants.
The trade bill would limit Congress to approving or rejecting but not modifying any trade agreement the president reaches with other countries. Previous presidents have enjoyed the same authority. This so-called fast-track authority is seen as the key to wrapping up a trade deal with Japan and other Pacific countries that's currently in the works. And because it's good for 6 years, it'll also benefit the next president.
The Senate is expected to act on a bill to end the NSA's bulk collection of phone records but maintain other surveillance measures. The nasty weather just doesn't seem to end in places like Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Flood warnings are in effect. Six police officers in Baltimore have been indicted on charges connected to the death in police custody of Freddie Gray.
These officers, who are presumed innocent until proven guilty, are now scheduled to be arraigned on July 2nd.
That's State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. A roadside bombing in Iraq that killed an American soldier 8 years ago has led to a life sentence for a British man. Hundreds of homes had to be evacuated near Wembley Stadium in London. The British Army is working to defuse an unexploded World War II bomb. This is AP Radio News. A long weekend is ahead. The getaway has begun.
You'll have a lot of company if you're traveling this Memorial Day weekend. AAA President Marshall Doney expects more than 37 million Americans will journey 50 miles or more from home.
That's a post-recession high, and it's the greatest number of travelers we've had in a decade.
33 million travelers will be driving to their destinations, many because they can better afford it.
Overall, gas prices have helped to put extra money into travelers' pockets, contributing to more disposable income.
Drivers this weekend will likely pay the lowest Memorial Day gas prices in at least 5 years. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Nobody is getting into the Eiffel Tower today. It is closed to the public. Workers are protesting a recent increase in aggressive pickpocketing. The Paris landmark is normally open every day of the year and sometimes closes briefly for bomb threats or strikes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.